You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. Don't forget about the Farm Assets Conference. It's coming up next Tuesday in Normal at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. And if you come and you're already a member of the Illinois Corn Growers Association, or you sign up there that day and you need to be there that day, the folks at Agrible and these booths will be right next to each other. We already moved them around in the last 2 hours or so. So this happens. We'll offer to you a free one-year subscription to their AgriBundle. You can check all of that out online at agrible.com. It's worth about $2,000. Don't miss out on this right now. Speaking of Agrible, hey, thanks so much, very much. Eric, we really appreciate it. Eric Snodgrass is here. We're going to talk about the weather forecast. We do appreciate that. Let's start with the weekend and what's going to happen in Illinois.
Sure. So we got big changes coming right now. There is a really powerful cold front, and the temperature change behind that has been 25 to 30 degrees for a lot of locations. For us, it's going to get rainy tonight. There is a chance for some storms coming across central Illinois, but the big picture is going to be on Saturday and Sunday. You see, we haven't had cold weather around here in a while, and I just sent an email to Coach Lovie Smith because we've got this Illinois-Iowa game on Saturday midday. My email to him said, expect temperatures in the low 40s and expect really windy conditions. We already have a wind advisory right now, so expect sustained winds 25 to 30 miles an hour with gusts maybe getting up into the mid-30 mile an hour range. But that'll be short-lived because ahead of another weather system coming through midweek next week, we will see a brief warm-up. But it'll be a warm-up like we're getting right now on these strong southerly winds. Then we expect to see this weather system coming through Tuesday into Wednesday timeframe. It will go to the north of Illinois, which means we're going to see rain and not snow. But this is kind of the changes that we've been anticipating and watching for quite some time. The weather patterns are getting active. And as a result of that, I'm expecting a pretty decent pattern change for Wednesday. Now, we've been talking about the cold air being stuck in Siberia, and that's where it has been, and that's really pushed our strong Pacific jet stream, which has basically made us really warm for October and November. But this system that's coming through right now is going to displace a lot of warm air over Greenland. And if we start to move the warm air over Greenland, basically Greenland to the Hudson Bay, that allows for cooler air and a cooler pattern to settle in to the middle part of the United States. So I'm expecting a much more active jet stream, much more active winter storm track. And I'll just basically say this, December is not going to look like December of last year. So things are really starting to change up for that.
It takes care of the United States. Let's move a little further to the south. I saw a notice on, I think, my Twitter feed that said, La Nina is here.
Yeah, so we do right now have a pretty weak La Nina setting up. The last time that we had a decent La Nina, a strong La Nina in the Pacific was back in 2010 to 2011. And now that La Nina caused a lot of problems for the South American crop. But the current La Nina is nothing like that. It is significantly weaker, and there's a lot of warmer water surrounding each side of that cooler tongue of water in the Central Pacific. So that makes us a little less concerned about the quantity of soybeans that we're expecting to come out of Brazil this year. Now, there is one thing that I'm watching. The northern growing regions have been recovering very well with their precipitation. They're ahead of schedule on plant. Things are looking pretty good. But over the next 7 days, 7 to 10 days, we are seeing some drying happening in the southern growing regions. And that could be a pattern I want to watch closely in the coming months, because there's a strong correlation with La Nina and heat and drought in the southern growing regions. But remember, this La Nina is weak, but it's something I'm still going to be paying attention to, because if we expect any adversity in the South American crop this year, it will most likely come from the southern growing regions of Brazil and the northern parts of Argentina. We'll watch it closely and keep you up to date.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much. And thanks so much for, I'll call it the gift for farmers and for Will Ag that you're making available to us next Tuesday at the Farm Assets Conference.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. I hope a lot of people show up and sign up. That'd be great.
All right. Thanks so much. That, of course, Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible. They'll be at the booth space right there and up on stage, too, at the Farm Assets Conference next Tuesday in Normal. Sign up today, farmassetsconference.com, willag.org.